This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And when it comes to your prescriptions, they've gotten a little bit easier in South Australia with the introduction of electronic prescriptions. I'm joined this morning by Andrew Matthews, Director of Medicine Safety with the Australian Digital Health Agency. How are you this morning, Andrew?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah.
So can you tell me a bit about what the news is here?
Well, what we've been working on with the Department of Health and many other stakeholders has been to progress the a legal electronic prescription, a fully digital version of the current prescription that you get now.
Right. So would it still be the case that you need to go to a doctor to get the prescription, or is it something that can be handled online?
Well, that's the advantage, especially in the COVID issues that we're all being faced with this year. The opportunity for you to have a telehealth consult with your doctor, and that doctor can send you an electronic prescription direct to your mobile phone or to your email that can then be forwarded onto your pharmacy without even having to go into the pharmacy is a real possibility now. And it's especially important for those people who are self-isolating at home who may be waiting on a COVID-19 result or maybe being asked to self-isolate.
Right, so I guess this is sort of keeping up with the ever-changing digital world in which we live in.
I think that's true. So what's really, I suppose, whilst COVID-19 has been a disaster for all of us, it has given us an opportunity to think quite differently about the way we deliver, especially healthcare. So this is exactly part of that.
So this is just being introduced in South Australia. I imagine that means it's been taken up across the country already?
So we have had a number of evaluation sites from May this year, but we rolled out across all of Victoria, obviously with the Wave 2 crisis in Victoria. So there's been over 1.3 million scripts done around the country so far, primarily in Victoria, Metropolitan Sydney and in the ACT, and now in South Australia.
Right. And so is this a service that's rolled out immediately?
Yes. Yeah, so what we've been doing for some time now is been working with software providers, those providers that enable dispensing software in pharmacies and practice management software in general practice to get ready with their doctors and pharmacies. And we're pretty confident that the majority of pharmacies and the majority of general practitioners now have that software and are enabled to be able to generate and dispense an electronic script.
And so, of course, I guess people who would be most likely to be isolating at home, wanting to avoid public as much as possible during the pandemic would be the elderly and those who are vulnerable and have pre-existing health conditions. When it comes to the elderly, what kind of training then is in place or, I guess, assistance when it comes to helping them with something as online as this?
Well, as always, you can always talk to your general practitioner or your pharmacy, but the Department of Health and the Digital Health Agency have provided a whole range of resources like in pharmacy and in general practice leaflets and banners, window stickers saying that they're electronic prescription enabled. So there's a lot of information through your pharmacy or through your general practice to understand how it works. But it is quite simple. It works through when a doctor writes an electronic prescription or chooses an electronic prescription, if that's what you want, then it comes straight through to your phone as an SMS. And when you open that SMS, it exposes a QR code that many of you would already be familiar with now. And when that is scanned by the pharmacy, it downloads the actual electronic script from a secure and encrypted exchange service.
And is this something which I guess pharmacies have to subscribe to as well to make the service available, or is it just automatically ready to go?
Well, they already have software that they use all the time in their pharmacy, but what they have had to do is upgrade that software to have the new electronic prescription dispensing capability.
All right. And I guess just again for anyone who is interested in maybe taking advantage of this, what's the process to get through your prescription?
So look, I mean, I think the good thing to do is to check with your doctor as to whether they can generate an electronic script for you, issue an electronic script, and also that your local pharmacy is ready. So it does, you know, what we're talking a number of pharmacies, a lot of pharmacies in South Australia and a lot of general practices, So the advance, what we've needed to make sure that the majority have got that software. So good idea at this early stage to still check in with your GP and your pharmacist to see whether they're ready to go with electronic scripts. And if you're not, if you feel more comfortable with paper prescriptions, then paper prescriptions will remain. So if that's your preference, then that is your choice as a healthcare consumer to choose either an electronic script or a paper script.
Is this available also for all prescription drugs, or is it just a select few?
Yes, yes, indeed. So all medicines that you can get. So there has been another arrangement that was put in place as an interim arrangement that was what's called digital image supply, but that is not an electronic prescription in that sense. The paper prescription was still the legal prescription. So this, and in that sense, Schedule 8 medicines, for example, weren't available. Electronic prescriptions are legal for all medicines.
Well, Andrew, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks very much, Jordan. Bye-bye.
Andrew Matthews, Director of Medicine Safety with the Australian Digital Health Agency on your Classic It's Breakfast.